It is halftime here from Staten Island on the campus of Wagner College, where Monmouth leading the Seahawks by a score of 13-3. Julian Hayes with a couple of first quarter touchdown runs from 29 yards out. And from 1 yard out, the Wagner points coming on that very last time they touched the football, a 37-yard field goal from David Lopez. Monmouth trying to even their record at 5-5, and at the midway point of this game, looking pretty good. We'll break it down in just a little bit with our halftime interview with Monmouth SID Greg Viscomi, and then look at stats in just a little bit. Time, however, on our Surf Taco halftime show. Surf Taco, good food, good people, and good vibe, to take a look at our scores from around the country. In the top 25, a busy day, as most Saturdays are in the fall. Number 9, Missouri leads Kentucky by a score of 21-3. Number 7, Auburn is leading Tennessee in the SEC 20-13. Second quarter action, number 3, Florida State all over Wake Forest 35-0. It is number 25, Texas Tech right now trailing Kansas State 21-10 in quarter number 2. The 3:30 start times today, number 11, Texas A&M is home for Mississippi State. BYU on the road at number 21, Wisconsin. 15th-ranked Oklahoma State welcoming in Kansas for a 4 o'clock kickoff. Also at 4 o'clock today, number 23, Arizona State will play at Utah. 7 o'clock kickoff, number 14, Miami welcoming in Virginia Tech. 19th-ranked UCF will play host to Houston. On the road today is Notre Dame. The 24th-ranked Fighting Irish will take on the Panthers in Pittsburgh. Top-ranked Alabama will square off against number 10 LSU. The 8 o'clock kickoff, certainly the game getting the most national attention in the SEC and in the national championship picture. Number 16 UCLA will play tonight at Arizona. Wyoming welcoming in undefeated and number 17 Fresno State. And of course, the games from Thursday involving ranked teams. Baylor now 8-0. They beat Oklahoma 41-12. And number 2 Oregon going down at the hands of number 6 Stanford 26-20. Games involving NEC teams, we'll still see a couple of these coming up a bit later on this season. For Monmouth, St. Francis, Pennsylvania is leading Bryant by a score of 20-7. The Bulldogs next up on the schedule for the Hawks. Sacred Heart and Duquesne are scoreless right now in the second quarter. Robert Morris all over Central Connecticut State by a score of 40-7. Big South games, of course, where Monmouth headed next year. Perhaps the biggest game in league history, as 9-0 Coastal Carolina, at least in the top five, depending on what poll you look at in the FCS polls. They take on also a top 25 team, Charleston Southern, who is 9-1, this likely to decide the league championship. Gardner Webb and VMI are scoreless. That Coastal game, by the way, also scoreless, just getting kicked off. Presbyterian with a 3:30 kickoff against 5-4 Liberty. That is our scoreboard. It is presented by Coke Zero. Coke Zero, enjoy everything with real Coke taste and zero calories. We step out of here for 2 minutes. When we come back, our halftime interview segment right around the corner. Monmouth leads Wagner 13-3. Hawks trying to even that mark at 5-5 on the season. You're listening to Monmouth Hawks football on the Shore Sports Network.
And we welcome you back to Wagner College, where the Monmouth Hawks at the half lead the host Seahawks 13-3 in this, our third-to-last football game of the season, which is kind of weird to say with basketball obviously tipping off last night. Happy to be joined at the half by Monmouth Assistant Athletic Director Greg Viscomi. Greg, happy Saturday afternoon to you. How was everything?
Thank you. I mean, we're up 13-3 on the rival Wagner College Seahawks, so, you know, I'll take it all day.
Absolutely. Hawks are playing well defensively here in this first half. Quick snapshot of your view of the first 30 minutes.
I think Monmouth was well on its way to a blowout, but you know what? The penalties are just killing them, which is very, very uncharacteristic of this team. I mean, we talked about, you know, obviously in the game notes and everything, that the Hawks are ranked 3rd and 6th in penalties and then penalty yardage in the country. And then you just come out here and you get a couple weird calls. You know, KB, I definitely don't blame him for being upset after that. He basically looked like a leg pick, if we were talking NCAA wrestling, or ankle pick. Kid picked him up and tried to drop him, and KB got up, probably lost his cool a little bit. Then Eric Sumlin, you know, play gets blown up. He thought he's making a good play, kind of throws the ball away, gets flagged for that. You know, just a couple unfortunate penalties. I mean, the missed pass interference I thought was awful. That's probably one of the worst missed calls I saw all year, and that kind of killed the drive for the Hawks. But the bottom line is that Wagner's lucky that this is only 13-3. I mean, this really could have been a blowout. And, you know, Brandon Hill's playing pretty well. And, you know, the offensive line's playing pretty well. You know, there has been some running lanes for both running backs. I think if Monmouth just continues to do what it's going to do, it's almost like you get the feeling that the dam's about to break. You know what I'm saying? You know, their quarterback, Garing, is throwing the ball all over the place. You know, he almost had a pick in the first half. He's getting sacked. Darnell Leslie, it has just him and Pat O'Hara, and along with Dave Demersion, who's been lighting down here. It definitely has a rivalry game feel, and I think, you know, defense, if they can come out and get a stop early in the second half on this kickoff, you're going to see the offense take over, and Monmouth should cruise to a win. That being said, these rivalry games with Wagner are always very tough, so we'll see.
We'll keep an eye on that over the final 30 minutes that Matt and I will be bringing to you in this second half. The Hawks lead the Seahawks right now in this rivalry game, as Greg mentioned, 13-3, but worth getting outside of football for a second. There's a lot happening with the Monmouth Athletic Department. Let's, before we look at winter sports, keep a look at the other fall sports. And Greg, worth mentioning that the first Monmouth team to win a Metro Atlantic Athletic Conference, both regular season and tournament title, is the women's soccer team, and we await their NCAA destination. The selection show is Monday, almost said tomorrow, getting my days mixed up here. That'll be Monday on campus, 4 to 5 in the Varsity Club on the third floor of the MAC. We invite everyone to join us, the team, and coaches for that, but obviously a tremendous first season in the MAC for Coach Turner and company.
Yeah, it's awesome. You know, when Monmouth moved to the MAC from the NEC, a lot of people were drawing some nonsense conclusions to some of the other teams that had made that jump, and, oh, they haven't won a tournament in this, and they haven't won a tournament in that. Well, I think we come right out of the box and just show them that you know, Monmouth Athletics is serious, and it's something that that is a force to be reckoned with, and we come out with a big a win by Monmouth women's soccer. I just looked on the stats real fast. They haven't given up a goal
in like months.
Since October 9th.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable. They have 17 wins. That's unbelievable. So that's awesome for Coach Turner and her squad. We know they work really hard, and that's a really well-balanced team. You know, young, old, or I shouldn't say old.
Older.
Young and seniors. Right. How about that? Alexis McTamney, and then just they took home a boatload of the of end of year awards, and just couldn't be happier for that squad and what they're doing. And like you said, 4:30, we'll figure out where they're playing. And with that record, you'd hope that NCAA committee is going to give us a pretty good draw. I mean, they certainly don't deserve to be going down and playing a top five team anywhere in the country.
I know they try to keep things regionalized with those tournaments. So Monmouth on the women's soccer side will learn of their destination Monday, 4:30. Again, we invite you to join us on the third floor of the MAC in the Varsity Club. It's free and open to all. 4 to 5 is the party, so please join us there, and we wish Coach Turner and crew the best of luck. Coach McCourt and company on the men's soccer side have their final MAC regular season game. I believe that game is tonight, and that is up at Canisius. So the Hawks, already the number one seed, already clinched at least a share of the MAC regular season title, have a game with the Golden Griffins, and then they will be the number one seed when the conference tournament is the following week at Fairfield. So the Hawks, Greg, trying to pull off that double, win the women's and win the men's. It'd be pretty outstanding of an accomplishment year one in the MAC.
Yeah, and, you know, going into the MAC, you know, head coach Rob McCourt knew it would be a tough conference. It's right on par there with the NEC and men's soccer. And you know, in the beginning of the year, he always plays a tough schedule. I mean, that's one thing, is that he always plays a tough schedule. So, you know, when things were going a little bit slow and they only had a couple wins and they had a couple more losses than we've seen them have in a little bit, you know, there was some talk around about, okay, maybe this isn't the year, maybe this is kind of a rebuilding year. And then all of a sudden conference play starts, and here come the Hawks. And they've just been nothing short of spectacular. 7-0-2 in the MAC, and that's awesome. And, yeah, like you said, locked up the number one. I think they could win it outright tonight with a win at Canisius. Of course, that game, if you are a member of Hawk Vision or Mac.tv, you can watch that game, which is something that's pretty cool going on. So you'll be able to follow along and see the Hawks hopefully clinch that regular season championship, you know, RSC as it's known. And, you know, that's tonight at 7 p.m. Up at the Dembski Sports Complex at Canisius College.
That's right. You gotta let your Griff side show a little bit.
Listen, it's grad school. I got a lot of love up there, and my man Matt right now are still up there holding it down. So, you know, I have no love for them tonight. I mean, I hope McCourt, they go out there and just smoke them 3-rock or whatever has to happen. But that's certainly awesome. And then, I mean, I'd be remiss if I didn't flip it a little bit on you. Let's talk about that men's basketball win last night. I mean, everybody's excited for hoop season. Got 9 freshmen or 9 kids who had never played for the Hawks before. That's really got to get the juices going after a big win on the road, on Long Island, up in Hofstra.
Yeah, it was a great game last night. Myself and Steve Bazzaz, the third man in our broadcast crew, along with Matt Harmon, had the call, went out to Hofstra, and regardless of what things will be at the end of the year, Greg, I think what we have to look at is this. Monmouth beat with 12 underclassmen, no seniors, and down 11 in the second half. They beat a CAA team in their building, on the road, with they're more veteran than Monmouth. Now, granted, it's year one for Coach Joe Mihalik there, and he's going to do a great job, but you look at what Monmouth was able to do. 5 guys in double figures. Deion Jones, game one in a Monmouth uniform, 22 points, hit some huge shots. Josh James and Justin Robinson, the freshman duo in the backcourt, combined for 30 points, 11 assists, only 2 turnovers. They were tremendous down the stretch. And then the big guys, not great in the stat sheet, but Chris Brady, Marcelo Udiger, and Zach Tillman did their job up front, keeping plays alive, contesting shots, batting rebounds back out. And then you have Andrew Nicholas, kind of the old guy of the group. He was tremendous, getting double figures as well. 88-84 in regulation. It was Coach Rice basketball. It was exciting. It was end-to-end. There were dunks. There was high-flying. And you know what? Regardless of where both of those teams stand at the end of the season, 1-0 is a lot better than 0-1. And the team we saw last night was much improved from that D2 loss to Lemoyne in exhibition play.
Yeah, and I think after that D2 loss to Lemoyne, you know, if you took kind of the pulse around the basketball program, not from Monmouth within, but from fans, some alumni, they're scratching their head saying, okay, well, maybe, you know, this is the year that it's a real growing year, so many underclassmen. You know, it's going to be tough moving into the MAC, which is a big step up in competition over the NEC. But you know what? That takes a lot of heart for that many underclassmen. You know, when you're down by as much as 13, you know, you could think to yourself, all right, well, these guys, they haven't been in a college game before. You know, they could just kind of lay down and end up losing by 18. But they roared right back, and I had something to do last night, and when I got out of the car, I was listening to you guys clear all the way from middle of Monmouth County all the way down into Point, and I listened to you guys clear on the radio station. And that, of course, is the Shore Sports Network. And 1160 and 1310, you can try either station if one's not working for you.
Oh, they also have the Radio Pup app.
Oh, Radio Pup app, that's free. You can listen to that or listen to this. I know everybody at home's got a nice computer. SureSportsNetwork.com streams for free.
Weird.
So anyway, I had gotten out of my car and the Hawks were down 8. I went and took care of the thing I had to do for a couple hours. And then when I got back in my car, Hawks win by 4.
Big win.
I see Jeff Stapleton's trying to prod me into what I was doing. Had a little bit of a dinner celebration with some friends. My lovely wife allowed me actually out of the house as she took all responsibilities for children. And, you know, just getting mentally prepared for today's game.
And we're getting mentally prepared not only for the second half, but the remainder of basketball season. Women's hoop season tips off in about 30 minutes at the MAC. Hawks will host Yale. And, Greg, we appreciate a few minutes of your time here at halftime. Follow Greg's tweeting all second half at MUHawksFB on Twitter. Sir, thank you as always.
Oh, no problem. Thank you, Eddie. I appreciate it.
That's Monmouth assistant AD Greg Viscomi joining us here at halftime. The Hawks lead Wagner 13-3 at halftime. We'll bring Matt Harmon back into the broadcast booth after a 60-second timeout, and it'll be right here on your home for the Hawks all season long, the Shore Sports Network.